I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She's breaking down barriers and she'll bust your windows. It's Watch What Happens Live with Portia Williams and Jasmine Sullivan now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC.
Welcome back to Watch What Happens Live, or welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Sunday night with the woman who sings Let It Burn, to which my other guest says, bye, Ashy. Please welcome Real Housewife of Atlanta, Portia Williams. Hey, Portia.
Hey, what's up?
Great to see you. And while you're counting down the seconds until my next guest belts out the national anthem at the Super Bowl next week, you can listen to her new album, Hotels, which is out now. Give it up for Atlanta fan Jasmine Sullivan. Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, how are you?
Great to see you again.
Yes, yes.
I mean, Jasmine, you're singing the national anthem at the freaking Super Bowl. I don't want to freak you out, but I'm freaked out just to be talking to you. I mean,
thank you guys.
How?
I still can't believe it.
Are you nervous?
I still can't believe it.
Are you nervous?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely.
Now, Whitney.
But I'm excited.
Whitney is the gold standard, but I know that you're going to get up there, right?
I'm going to sure try. I mean, Whitney obviously has the best rendition ever, if you ask me. But I'm just going to go. I'm going to represent. I'm going to be as soulful as I know how to be and just do my thing and try to have fun. My parents are going to be there, so it's going to be a good time.
Wow. Well, we are all going to be rooting you on.
Yes.
This is
Thank you. Very
exciting. Well, Portia, a lot happened with a lot of people tonight, and I have questions. So, Portia, what did you think of Drew and LaToya's altercations about the comments that Drew made about LaToya not respecting husbands? Did Drew overreact to LaToya grabbing her arm?
No, I don't think she overreacted to her touching her arm. I don't think I caught the she doesn't like husbands as shade. And I think that's because I didn't know that Drew had got some wind of maybe Toya saying something earlier or whatever. But, yeah, you know, I'm the poster child for don't touch nobody. So, you know, I was right there like, hand to yourself.
How do you think, I thought that Drew handled herself very well with LaToya at dinner, bringing out the autographed picture and everything. What did you guys think?
I loved it. Yeah, I think it was the perfect amount of shade.
Perfect amount of shade. And you, Portia?
I was going to say, I knew from that point on, I was going to get a season full of my life, okay? I was going to get everything I need from these two, and it was going to be good and shady, and that's just what they did.
So Portia, Vivian A said, why did Kenya get mad at LaToya for having a wig in her bag for Drew when she literally stormed Marlo's wig event with a marching band? What's the difference?
Well, you know, she also got mad when she said Tanya had played with a wig or whatever. I don't know. It changed because at first she thought it was funny, the wig thing. And then she was like, I don't like it. So I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, I know for a fact that Jasmine's takes on Atlanta are more piping hot than the crab cake Kenya refused to share with her guest tonight. Jasmine, it's time for you to spill the peach tea. Thoughts on Kenya's hosting skills? How would you feel if the host ordered herself lunch and stuck you with the cold cuts in the fridge?
That was whack. That was whack to me. I don't think that was being a good host. You want your guests to feel comfortable and feel like you think about them like you think about yourself. So you're not feeding them what you eating, baby. That's not right.
How do you feel about Dennis still trying to win Portia back? Should Portia give him another chance?
I can't tell from the show the real dynamic of their relationship, but I feel like that's up for Portia to decide, you know, how she feels about the relationship. I mean,
you gotta
figure it out, girl.
Do you feel like LaToya is taking her disdain for Drew's wig to a nasty level of shadiness?
One thing I can't stand is a mean girl, and I don't like it. I think it's just mean to come on the show and you don't know somebody and the first thing that you're saying about somebody is about their wig. I don't like that at all.
Right. And you thought that Drew's reaction to it was great.
Yes, Drew's reaction to it was the perfect amount of shade. I think she's classy. And, you know, if it was me, baby, I don't know what I would have did. I don't know, but I think
okay.
Thoughts on Marlo being hurt that Kenya put her in the smallest room in the house?
You know what? I love Marlo. I feel like she was expecting too much. I don't think they get along that well anyway. So if I go on a trip with somebody that doesn't get along with me, I kind of would expect to be in the smaller room. So I think she had her hopes up too high.
How would you have reacted upon finding out Kenya took a private jet to South Carolina and stuck you on a hot bus for 8 hours?
I wouldn't have liked it.
Yeah, I don't think Portia was too happy, right, Portia?
You don't think? I never even knew. I knew that many curse words. I was like, oh, she's real
mad. Yeah, all right. I wouldn't have liked that.
All right. Jasmine, we got a few people wanting to know what your Real Housewives tagline would be.
Okay.
Oh my God, she came prepared. She's ready to sing the anthem, and she came with the tagline.
I may bust windows, but I'll never crack under pressure.
Yes!
Oh, okay.
That is really good. That's good.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Portia, Julian F. wants to know if you're surprised to hear that Kenya and Mark's divorce is back on as of last weekend. And has she come to you for any co-parenting advice since you and Dennis seem to be handling that so well?
Oh, this is my first time hearing about that. It's very unfortunate. I don't wish, you know, having to co-parent on anybody. But if she wanted some co-parenting advice and she was sincere, I would help her out because the worst thing in the world is to have bad co-parenting. Like, that is the worst.
Yeah. What do you think, by the way, is the key to good co-parenting? Communication?
Well, you have a clean break in the relationship. Like, you have to give a true break to the romantic part of the relationship and focus on the child. If you're still trying to get back together, this, that, and the third, it's going to mess everything up.
All right. Okay, let's go to the virtual audience. Anthony, what's your question for Portia?
Hi, Portia.
Hi, Anthony. I love your jacket.
You, I need to know, do you believe Kenya that she hasn't gotten anything done to her butt? Or do you believe Marlo that she's gotten injections?
I mean, I thought we all had figured this out years ago. It's not her ass. That's it. Stop asking. It's not her ass.
What is
that
it?
That simple.
Whose is it?
I don't know what's in there, okay? All I know is that it is... It's ready to go back to where it came from.
Okay. Shane has a question for Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask, when you saw Cardi B's listening to On It, what was your reaction to it? And have you guys ever talked about a collaboration between the two of you?
Yeah, she was listening to your album on Instagram, right?
Yeah, I love Cardi. I think she's amazing and definitely an inspiration for some of this project. And I haven't talked to her yet, but I hope she wants to work together so we can do something. We might could do a hotels part two, baby. Have some more. Yes.
And by the way, thank you, virtual audience. And by the way, I should also point out that Stevie Wonder called Bust Your Windows the perfect song. I mean, that's major.
Oh my God, I didn't know he said that.
You didn't that's know amazing. He said that? Yes.
No, wow.
Yeah. Well, Jasmine has gone on the record to say that the Atlanta Housewives served as inspiration for her 2015 album Reality Show, which is a much smarter idea than my forthcoming Salt Lake City inspired album called Hospital Smell. Anyway, since Jasmine's such a devoted ATL fan, it's time for her and Portia to reality show us what you know. You'll both pick between pairs of Atlanta moments to say which one is more iconic, okay? Which song is more iconic, Tardy for the Party or Gone with the Wind Fabulous? Jasmine, what do you think?
Tardy for the Party.
Okay, which quote still lives rent-free in your mind, Portia? Who gonna check me, boo? Or who said that?
Baby, who said that? I actually be saying that in real life.
So. I do too. Whose mysterious identity captivated you more, Jasmine? Mr. Chocolate or Big Papa?
Probably Big Papa.
Okay. Which home ultimately reigns supreme, Portia? Chateau Charest or Moore Manor?
Baby, that Chateau Charest is laid. Chateau Charest.
Jasmine, which fight forever lives in infamy? Marlo and Sheree's nonsensical noises in Africa or Kenya and Portia's bye ashy blow up?
I don't know. I feel like Sheree and Marlo, because that was so weird. I remember just staring. I didn't know what was going on.
All right. Thank you very much for playing reality. Show us what you know. I love it. Portia, Curtis Nathans wants to know, why is Dennis being at a mutual friend's wedding such a problem for you when you're perfectly happy receiving gifts and gifts from him?
I mean, who is he? Has he been a co-parent before? Because it's up and down, okay? And if I say that that's my friend and I'd rather be watching her get married alone instead of with my ex-fiance, leave me alone.
Well, I'm sure Jasmine's revenge anthem, Bust Your Windows, is responsible for making her and subsequently a bunch of auto repair shops a fortune. But when it comes to getting revenge on an ex, will my two guests be rich with agreement? Let's find out with 1, 2, agree or disagree. I'm going to make some grand statements. I'm going to count 1, 2, agree or disagree. You will answer by holding up your signs at exactly the same time.
Got it.
Here we go. Okay. If you catch your significant other cheating, it's totally acceptable to slash their tires. 1, 2, agree or disagree. Okay, I knew Jasmine was gonna say yes to that
exactly.
One. Bust your windows, slash the tires. Warning an ex's new girlfriend that he's a dog is helpful, not petty. 1, 2, agree or disagree?
I think it's helpful,
not petty. No, I don't think that's your business.
Okay. If a boyfriend cheats on you, you should tell everyone his dick is small, even if it isn't. 1, 2, agree or disagree?
Little dick.
Oh my God. I knew Jasmine was gonna say. Jasmine is, there are no prisoners. Okay, you shouldn't. Okay, here's another one. You should not be too honest about how much you hate a friend's ex in case they get back together. 1, 2, agree or disagree?
You should be honest, girl. I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I think you should tell the truth, but I also know women and relationships, and I feel like that's a tricky place to get into. So you kind of should just, like, keep your distance. Unless they're doing something that's harmful to the person.
Okay. Here's the next one.
We have to sit on the phone with you and listen to it.
Okay, here's the next one. It's perfectly fine to flirt with an ex's friend to get under his skin. 1, 2, agree or disagree?
Flirt with an ex's friend to get under his skin.
Get under his skin.
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it. Fine, you disagree.
Right, okay.
Yeah, okay. It is not possible to stay friends with an ex. 1, 2, agree or disagree?
Disagree.
I disagree. I think you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Once you break up with someone, you should delete all your pictures with them from your social media. 1, 2, agree or disagree?
Bye, Ashley.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Delete.
Agree. Girl, we a mess.
Oh, my God. Okay, the old adage is true. The best way to get over someone is to get under someone else. 1, 2, agree or disagree?
You try to get me in trouble, Andy.
Okay, ride the line. I get it. What that means is disagree for TV, but I agree. Okay, here's the next one. Posting a bunch of thirst traps after a breakup reads as a little desperate. 1, 2, agree or disagree?
Bad bitch.
Thirst traps.
Disagree. Okay. Last up, this is the number one question, guys.
Okay, ooh, let me think.
Once a cheater, always a cheater. 1, 2, ooh, agree
hard.
Or disagree?
In some cases. But
I'm going against my better judgment. I'm going to say now in the place that I am that people can change and they can grow.
All right, we end on a hopeful note from Jasmine Sullivan. And on that note, it's time for Watch What Happens 5. In just a few hours, it'll officially be February, the one month that's a little shorter than the rest. I thought I'd pay tribute to the top 5 things that I also think should be a little shorter, too. Our number 5 thing that seems to always drag on is 99% of the weddings I go to. Congratulations on saying till death do you part. But try to wrap it up before we're all dead. You know what I'm saying? At number 4, we have the amount of football you have to watch before the Super Bowl halftime show starts. Get on with it, football. Landing at number 3, it's the amount of time it always takes Madonna to take the stage if you see her in concert. Time really does go by so slowly. Coming in at number 2, it's the time it takes to read my son the book, First 100 Trucks. Never have I wanted an abridged version of something more. That is, except for the number one thing I wish was over sooner, this motherfucking pandemic. I would give anything to suffer through a wedding. I would wait hours for Madonna. I'd be bored to tears at a Super Bowl party. I'd ride a caravan of 100 trucks into the sunset. I'd get on that party bus for 18 hours with Portia and Marlo. But now I'm staying put at home.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right. We are back with Portia and Jasmine for the after show. Jasmine, Leslie H. wants to know why didn't your song with Fantasia and Brandy make it onto Fantasia's album? And did you ever think of including it on one of yours?
First of all, we all love each other. We all respect each other's talents and gifts. I think it's just about doing the right song. And so I feel like we all are still in search for that song. And when we have the right song, definitely we'll put it out because we all love each other.
That's great. Portia, Stacey E. wants to know if you were surprised to see how great Ralph was to you and the ladies, considering all the problems we saw between him and Drew earlier in the season.
No, because, you know, men know how to turn it on and turn it off. He seems like the type to, like, keep their private business private.
People are saying Ralph is the hottest house husband. What's your feeling on that, Portia?
He is very handsome. He's very handsome. For right now, I don't know. I still have love for Kyle's husband.
Mauricio.
Yes.
Yes. Is Apollo on your list?
No.
Okay, Jasmine. Anisha C. wants to know the most nerve-wracking part of performing during the Aretha Franklin tribute on Black Girls Rock. You were incredible. You sang I Never Loved a Man, right? You sang the hell out of that song, by the way.
Thank you. Well, the fact that I was first, that was the most nerve-wracking. Like, if I had time to kind of just get myself together, but I was, like, pushed on and I had to do it first. But I enjoyed myself. It was amazing.
On the other hand, isn't it great to go out and kill at the beginning and then be done with it and not have to follow anybody?
Yeah, you do kind of get it out the way. But for me, I kind of like to warm up and just, like, feel the crowd out and stuff like that. And I haven't performed in so long. That was probably like my first award show in a minute. So it was a lot.
Portia, I loved seeing you. I just was so excited when I saw you on Instagram interviewing John Ossoff before the election. And I wonder, how did you two come together?
So I was asked by his team to, first of all, you know, I did the PSA for both of them,
yes.
Warnock and Ossoff. And so then his team contacted me and wanted me to speak at a couple of his rallies. And I met him there. And then his head person for his campaign actually contacted me and asked me to do it. So I was so grateful to be able to talk to him and, you know, just really get in there and let people know about his policies.
And I mean, what does it mean to you? I mean, the role of the black vote in Georgia, I mean, that's what turned Georgia blue and turned Georgia, turned Biden for Georgia. I mean, it's an incredible initiative that you were a part of and helped made happen. I mean, that's got to feel really good after such a tough year.
Yeah, listen, it definitely felt good for me to be able to do my part and all my friends who participated and people in the campaign and et cetera. But Stacey Abrams is our Shiro. We love her. She handed this to both candidates herself. And, you know, but listen, Decatur was the deciding factor. You know, that's where I'm from. So us lemon pepper wing girls showed up, okay? We did it.
Talk to me about the lemon pepper wings.
Oh, yeah, in Decatur, you got to get lemon pepper wings all flat, extra wet, honey. That's how we do it in Decatur.
Wow.
So we showed up.
Do they serve lemon pepper wings at OLG?
I haven't been there yet. I am going, though.
Hold on. You've never been to OLG ever?
No, you know, we're just still getting to,
right.
You know, this amazing
yes.
space.
Yes,
so
yes.
I did.
What could you eat anyway?
Oh, good question.
You know, anyway.
Oh, she still thinks I'm vegan. No, I'm not. I'm not. Girl,
Well, I got to tell you, your reaction to that pig made me want to be a vegan. I have to say.
Imagine. Oh, my God. I woke up. It was like this big human pig laying there. It was horrible. And I like pig, but that was just too much.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
I want to thank Portia and Jasmine. Everybody download Hotels. It's out now, getting yes. rave reviews. And we're all going to be cheering you on at the Super Bowl, Jasmine.
Thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.